Hey, welcome to Pilots Progressive Party. I'm here with Wendy Pilot along with Eric at the Mothership. Well, a lot going on, Wendy.
A lot going on. We have the St. Paul school teachers strike and the COVID-19, aka coronavirus, a couple of updates. So do you want to get started there, Robert, with your local SPF strike?
Well, I want to talk to some people, and we have a counselor in the St. Paul Public Schools on the line. We want to get right to that because I know he's busy with living life, and he has a lot of things going on. We have Vang Lo. Welcome to Native Roots Radio. I'm sorry. Welcome to Pilots Progressive Party. I knew I was going to do that, Wendy. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Say, can you talk over a little of the issues that we're dealing with in St. Paul? Our listeners would love to hear what you go through and what we need for our students in our community.
Excellent. Yeah, well, Mr. Pilot, thank you so much for this opportunity. My name is Zane Lowe. I'm a licensed school counselor over at Harding High School and St. Paul Public School here. We are a school that is the second largest here in Minnesota with about 37,000 students. And right now, with the St. Paul Federation of Educators, we are taking a stance. We are making a strike right now for the last 2 days here, Tuesday, yesterday, and today on Wednesday here, simply because right now we have a contract that is not settled. And we are asking for a few major points that are asking simply we need more support for students. And I could talk about those in a bit here. So right now, both the St. Paul Federation of Educators and the St. Paul school board and the superintendent, we're in disagreement right now that has created a lot of chaos and a lot of concern in the community right now.
Yeah, I agree. And it's also causing a lot of solidarity between St. Paul Public School teachers and other workers there. There was a massive march this last, just an hour or so ago, downtown St. Paul. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so downtown St. Paul, so what we're doing is our system is in the morning from about 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., each site educator are striking at their particular site. But usually in the afternoon, so today at 1 o'clock, it's a district-wide organized march. So we met over at Rice Park, downtown St. Paul, and there were just thousands of educators along with families, along with students and kids that were there fighting for our cause. So that's what happened today. It's a district-wide organized rally, a march here around downtown. So a couple blocks around Rice Park and back to Rice Park again. So that's what happened today. It was really to send a message that, hey, you know what, we will stand together for our students and our families. So that's what happened today. Probably around 3,000 every time we gather citywide on Tuesday afternoon. Same thing as when we marched to the headquarters, 360 Culber, and also today when we have the march over at Rice Park. So about 3,000 staff and students and family were there marching for the union and making sure that we have a fair contract for our students.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell our audience what a day is like with you? Because I know you have a lot of students. There's a lot of issues that come up with our clientele, and could you just go in a day in the life of you, Vang?
Yeah, as a counselor, is that correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as a school counselor in St. Paul, I'm going to talk specifically about Harding here. Harding happened to be one of the fortunate schools that the administrator, meaning the principal in the past, has really supported the mental health piece. So on a typical day on the life of a counselor, you start off in the morning, usually when you get in. You know, I always say students and staff relationship, when we get in the door, a student knows that we're there. So they always come. So in the morning, students will stop by, they say hi to me, they'll call me, hey, Mr. Lowe. Usually I'll see a couple students in the morning where they check in, usually about personal, social, emotional stuff, usually just credit to check in with me or to double check the credits. So I'll go about my day calling students down to meet with me. Usually during passing time, student will stop by. Usually during lunch, student will stop by and have lunch with me. I have a few kids that usually stop by and have lunch with me during lunchtime to give them more personal social support. And then throughout the day, I will pull students in and meet with them. In addition to that, you know, right now is really big into registration. So we're getting ready for next school year. So a typical day for me currently would be looking, you know, meeting with students, reviewing their classes they chose for next year, make sure they have the right classes, making sure that those classes meet the graduation requirements, making sure that we can build the best schedule possible for them next year. In addition to the one-on-one counseling, right now I have a small group counseling that I do with the students here at Harding. So a lot of support, and usually sometime, you know, throughout the day, there's usually some sort of crisis going on that we have to address. So as a counselor, I'm responding to those crises in the school setting as well. So combination of meeting one-on-one with students to checking in with students, having groups, and then responding to crises throughout the day. So that's a typical day for a school counselor at a very diverse school in St. Paul. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the issues that that we're dealing with our mental health issues here? What are the reasons why we're striking?
Yeah. Well, the biggest piece right now for striking is, again, we realize that a big part of our students, you know, I can't remember the exact percentage here, I apologize, but a lot of our students per day there are saying to us that, hey, you know what, even though the student seems okay on the surface, but deep down inside, they're going through a lot, such as depression, anxiety, a lot of mental health issues. You know, a lot of sometimes our kids here are going through a lot of stress at home, but they're bringing to the school. So that piece, the biggest advocate right now is that we are hearing from our students based on data, based on what's seen, that their mental health piece is really big right now. So right now, the biggest push right now with the union and the contract is that we need to put more funding into hiring more staff in St. Paul so that we can hire more school counselors, social worker, mental health professional. We even have some schools that have no nurses, you know, full time. So how do we help those schools? So that's the biggest push right now, is that there is a need for mental health support, and we got to get more funding to help with those students.
Well, I know you're really, really busy, and I really appreciate you taking time and kind of filling in our listeners a day in the life of a St. Paul Public School counselor. I really appreciate you being on Pilot's Progressive Party, and I will see you tomorrow if nothing changes tonight.
Yeah, right now we are waiting to hopefully they have a closed meeting tonight with the Board of Education right now. We're hoping to hear good news. If not, we will stand with our student family. We will continue to strike until we have a fair contract for our students. So hopefully we will be back in school soon. If not, we will see you at the picket line tomorrow.
And I want to personally thank you for all you do for our students at Harding High School. You are an asset, and I appreciate you being on our show.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Pilot. It's an honor.
Thank you so much. That was Bang Lo. And go ahead, Wendy. You were going to say something.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the teachers are doing a great job sticking together and really standing strong. I read a couple of comments on Facebook about, you know, some people crossing the picket line. I have two feelings for that. One, I feel for the person who has to do that, because I don't think that they really want to do that. And I think that there's a lot of people out there, listen, they live paycheck to paycheck. They're single parents. They need that money. They cannot afford to take any days off of work and not get paid for it. So,
yeah, we had 87% yesterday that struck, and today, and some passed the picket line. And then we had another, today we had 92%.
Wow.
So people came back from not supporting the picket and came out and striked and supported us. It was really interesting today when at Harding specifically, we had over 35 students come and join in, and really brought up a lot of energy. It was an amazing day.
Yeah, I'm sure it brings up the morale for everybody when the students are there also. I just have a question. I don't know if you could answer this or not. So if you cross the picket line, if you're a teacher and you go into the school and there aren't any students, do you get paid for the day? Are you sitting in an empty classroom? Are you doing administrative work?
Yes, to both.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You get paid. And and hopefully, I know you'd be waiting in the lunchroom for people that never show up.
Yeah.
Students aren't showing up.
Sure.
And they're supporting the teachers, because the teachers are supporting the students.
Yeah.
And they understand it because they're there every day too.
Absolutely. And these are important issues. Mental health is huge. Making sure, I read that there's in St. Paul, there's 20 schools that do not have a nurse in the schools. 20 schools. How could you not have a nurse?
Right.
That's unbelievable to me. And that there were 10 schools that only had maybe a part-time nurse that was there maybe a couple of days a week.
Hey, if anybody wants to call in at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, feel the need to call in and give your response or support or not support. We feel
a comment or question. Or,
yep.
Yeah.
And so that'd be great if you called. But I just know one of the most earth shocking statistic that I read on the survey to students is 1 out of 4 eighth grade girls have thought about committing suicide.
Yeah. That's
contemplated.
That's
I think
just very sad, and something has to be done. Life is really hard these days. You know, kids have to deal with a lot of things. Both parents are usually working. It's just a chaotic life that we live.
So we're going to be right back after a short break, hopefully with a student of St. Paul Public Schools and giving her her view on what's going on at in her school life. So you're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here, and we'll be right back after a short break on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hey, Twin Cities, are you trying to move your side hustle to your main hustle? Having trouble leveling up your back office? Getting stuck on how to find investors so you can secure that bag? Then you need to come to Connect Up Summit Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Metro State in St. Paul. Connect Up is a 2-day summit offering hands-on workshops and connects small businesses with each other, local investors, as well as other local and national resources in the Minnesota entrepreneur ecosystem. Connect Up sells out every year, so get your ticket today. Go to www.connectupmn.com.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Hi, I'm Frank Brown, owner of the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota.
Do you work with political campaigns?
Yes, we have years of experience helping campaigns.
Do you help with design?
Yes, our employees have over 100 years of industry experience and are the best at what they do.
So you print anything a political campaign might need?
Yes, we print everything. Work with a printer for your political campaign that shares your values. Minuteman Press Uptown. Learn more at mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns since 1971. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
With the warmer weather coming, it's time to get that new Toyota vehicle you've wanted at Rudy Luther Toyota. Everyone loves the RAV4, and Rudy Luther has both the hot-selling 2020 RAV4 and the wildly popular RAV4 Hybrid. Both have inspiring design, intuitive technology, and smart style, and Rudy Luther has 250 available. And test drive the completely redesigned Highlander. Discover more quality for family time with the refined interior and the striking exterior. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota today, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394. Pumping up the volume, breaking down to the beat. Cruising through the west side, we'll be checking the scene. Boulevard is freaking as I'm coming.
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hey, Wendy, we want to thank the school counselor, St. Paul Public School Counselor, Bang Low, for being on and taking some time.
Yeah, he had a lot of good information, and yeah, the counselors do a great job. So
on the line right now, we have a student in St. Paul Public Schools, and her name's Jacqueline, and we want to get a little perspective from her on how she's feeling and what she's doing, and about the St. Paul Public School strike. Welcome to a Native Pilots Progressive Party. Wow, Wendy.
That's what happens when you're so popular and more than one radio show.
Oh, thanks, Wendy. Hey, welcome, Jacqueline. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So I saw you around the picket line today talking to people, and I know you're a journalist and a filmmaker.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, and I've seen some of your work, and that's awesome. What is your take on what's going on in St. Paul Public Schools right now?
I'm seeing that it's really impacting the kind of, like, view we have about teachers and the system, I guess, about school, and how St. Paul Public Schools is, like, in relation to teachers and how they need to connect more, I feel like.
Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead, Wynn.
Jacqueline, could you tell us how old you are and what grade you're in?
I'm 17 and I'm a junior at Harding High. Oh.
No, you can say where. It's totally up to you.
At Harding High School, I am. Yep, and I went to the picketing line today.
Yeah, it was a lot of energy with the young people there supporting the teachers who, in turn, are supporting the students.
Yeah, I saw that. There was a bunch of students out here. They had chants, and I saw there was a lot of energy with them, especially students who felt the need to really express their support for teachers.
So, again, what is your take, Jacqueline? I know you were talking to a few people, and they were, or you were interviewing a few people. What's your take on what's going on? So, are you surprised on how much the teachers are fighting for students, or is it what? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what is your take on what's going on here in the St. Paul Public Schools?
I'm not that surprised because I feel like many of, at least the teachers from my school, do care a lot about the students. And I feel like they're doing what they feel is right. And many of them can see how the support they're asking for and the kind of like funding they need is important for students at the school and for all schools around St. Paul.
Right. And I'm really happy because I saw a lot of people on the picket line. We had a high percentage of teachers there, and it was really exciting that we're all supporting each other. Did you make any of the rallies like the one downtown St. Paul today?
I did not, but I saw a lot of like the students from my grade posting a lot of videos about them going to the rally and a bunch of like stories being posted online. And I'm glad that these students also are able to support teachers. And they're having fun, too, while doing it.
Yeah, they are having fun.
Yeah, it's funny. I've seen quite a few online posts and with videos, and they seem like they're chanting and having a good time. But I have a question for you, Jacqueline, if you don't mind. How important do you think the mental health issue is for the students in your school and other schools? Do your friends talk about like their feelings and what's going on and that they need help with their mental health?
I think that the mental health aspect of this, like, demands that they have from to St. Paul Public Schools is really important for a lot of people in my school and from other schools. I personally know a lot of people who have said they need help and that I don't think they can, like, get resources outside. And I feel like they do need a lot more help in the school, because most of these problems happen outside of school, and we don't really get that opportunity to ask adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get the feeling that most students would feel pretty comfortable going to someone at school and talking about, different problems that they would have.
Yeah, I see a lot of teachers make connections with students, and they really do care about the student's life outside of school, and I feel that only they can really do. Human and human connection can really help solve or at least assist people in that kind of like hard times that they have.
Wow, that's that's amazing what you just said, because I think, you know, what I've always told first-year teachers, if it's about them, they're going to have a terrible year. If it's about the student, they're going to have a great year. And I think a lot of people, specifically at the school we're at, really, really, really do care about the students.
Yeah, I do see that energy with teachers, and I'm really glad that students notice this. They notice this, and they send out messages to other students saying, hey, talk to the superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools, and like, make sure you send the message out to other people outside of this community.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to say thank you for being there, and thank you for being on our show. It was really good to see you, and I'm really proud of all the film work that you're going to be doing and do. It's been exciting to see you grow as a person and a student, and really thank you so much for being on, and hopefully I'll have you on again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. That was Jacqueline from Harding High School. She said it's all.
Yeah, I love hearing from the students and their perspective, with their feelings. I was wanted to ask her, like, what are some of the mental health issues that people are facing? But I thought that, you know, maybe it wasn't appropriate to ask her that. But
well, I know, like, during a day for me, I have students come up and tell me personal things that I don't feel like I'm trained for. You know, and I need to like go ahead and email or seek out one of our counselors that are trained and get support. I can listen, but I can't fix, and no one can fix, but I can listen to what the issues they're having or whatever they're having outside. But this is life or death. And I think we're really serious, at least as St. Paul Public School employees are really serious about getting this done and fixed. And it's amazing we have all this support, Wendy.
I can't believe that there were three thousand and thousands of people marching and picketing. I think that's fantastic.
Well, Bernie posted something on Twitter about it. Amy Klobuchar, supporting teachers. Aaron Murphy was there today.
Fantastic.
Keith Ellison was there speaking today. It was an amazing day today.
Well, maybe the superintendent will wake up and will give you guys what you need.
Or the people that are behind him telling him not to do this.
Exactly. There's I have an email address.
Yeah, do that real quick before we take a break.
Yeah, let me find it here. Email address, and whoever wants to can email the superintendent and in support of the teachers. So it's I can't read this. joe.northard
We'll come back with that one. Do the other one with the school board.
SB, which is school board, members@spps.org.
We'll give you that again. You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law, and I've got you covered. I provide trusted legal advice in wills and trusts, supplemental and special needs trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, probate, financing long-term care, medical assistance planning, and prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. These are areas of law that are intensely personal in nature, and I don't take the responsibility of providing counsel around such issues lightly. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
If you're someone that counts on AM 950 to bring you the latest in progressive politics, news, and talk, remember, we can't do it alone. Support our many great advertisers and let them know you heard about their business on AM 950. If you don't know who to talk to, simply write AM 950 on your receipt. AM 950 is supported by small, local businesses, so you're not only helping us and those businesses, but our local economy as well. For a complete list of our sponsors, log on to am950radio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain after 4 a.m. with a low around 39. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain with a high of 43 and a low of 28. Friday will be sunny with a high of 38 and a low of 22, while Saturday will be cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 27.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only at the Healthy Sports Center, featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Healthy Sports Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
I'm coming up, so you gotta get this party started. Get this party started on a Saturday night.
Hey, welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Wendy, a lot is going on here. You know, I am like so beat and so tired from
picketing.
Yeah.
I think that the picketing, the time that you're getting up and coming home is longer than your actual school day. Yeah. And you're probably working harder, at least physically.
Physically, for
yeah.
sure. I'm old, so it's hard to stand.
Exactly.
At tension or parade rocks or any of those. but no, they've had 12 mediations in 284 days with the strike, Wendy, or before the strike. Superintendent Gothard has, that's how many times we've met with the process with him, and it's been amazing, but we're on the right side of the law, and people are supporting us. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a school counselor on there, and he's saying he's lucky he works at a school, but he still has 400 kids to talk to every day.
Yeah.
I have a student who supports the teachers and understands that there is a lot of mental health issues mm-hmm. at the school level. Mm-hmm. And right now we have somebody that there's a quiet or a hidden or a non-public school board meeting going on right now down at 360 Colburn, and we have Sam Springer on the line that's going to maybe give us an update. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. We had about 250 people, I guess, as a count 20 minutes ago out here at Colburn, including teachers, families, and students.
That's awesome. So is there any word incredible. Of anything going on there, or is it just a board?
It's exactly what you said. So it's a closed meeting, but they just started pulling parents and families off the picket line right now to go in because they are actually able to go in to this meeting. So it looks like shortly here they will plan on going into the building while the teachers, anybody that's part of the union or supporting us, will stay out and continue to chant and picket.
So we've talked to a counselor today. We've talked to a student on the show. Your boots on the ground. Give us your view on why St. Paul Public School teachers and EAs and staff are striking. Could you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are three main things right now, as I'm sure maybe many of others have told you or you guys heard. You know, a few of the primary things right now is more mental health support in our schools. That includes nurses, counselors, tons of different staff that are so desperately needed, and restorative practice teachers to help our students through just their daily stuff. Additionally, we are looking for better special education support for our teachers and our special education staff, including weighted caseloads, which means, you know, caseloads that aren't way over the top, over 20 kids. That's so important to our teachers and our time with our students. Finally, you know, the last thing that we're really looking for right now is more English language support. That includes translators and other supports. Multilingual learners need this kind of support at the school level so that teachers aren't getting pulled out of the classrooms and translating.
Exactly. Did you know that the most current proposal represents only 3.4% of the district's total budget? Can you believe that? That we're fighting over that 3.4%?
Yeah, that was wild when we heard that today. It's pretty intense, and it's pretty wild to just think that this is really what we're going after, and it's still not being observed.
Exactly. So we have no movement down there right now, other than if you're listening to the show and you want to, and you're a parent and a taxpayer, you should go down there and go see.
You come down, you can enter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate what you do. Can you tell us what your days have been like? The last two, Wendy and I were just talking that I'm working much harder now than I am as a teacher physically.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Yeah, I've been up at our school. I work at American Indian Magnet School right down the road from where you work, Robert. And I know our school is a late start school, meaning we don't start school until 9:30. Right now, they're asking all teachers that are picketing outside their schools to be at school by 7 a.m. For many of us, that means waking up at 5 or 6 when we're not typically, you know, used to waking up until 8. Then we're picketing outside in the cold, in front of families, in front of our community, until 11 o'clock. We've had a lot of support and people delivering food and packages and just messages of hope and support throughout the past few days while we were at American Indian Magnet, which is fantastic. Yesterday afternoon, we came down, actually down right where I am standing in front of right now at 360, and walked the streets of St. Paul today. My feet are killing me, our bodies are exhausted, and more importantly than ever, our mental health as teachers and those that are striking our mental health is a struggle right now.
Well, this, very I want to tell everybody out there that this is an equity issue. This is a social justice issue. We wouldn't
Absolutely.
Be striking if we were in Edina or Woodbury or any of these affluent suburbs. We're fighting for our kids' lives. And I think all the politicians pretty much understand that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
I was really
impressed with Aaron. It's a scary thought to think a lot of our students will not be going to school tomorrow because they don't maybe have access to things like the internet or the information that's being provided by the district as well.
Yeah. Say that again, because I walked over because it's a very important point.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our families probably do not have access to the messages that St. Paul Public Schools are sending out, either via text, robocall, or on the website for St. Paul, which means they aren't getting the information that they need, which is to go online, register their student K through 5 if they need to have child care provided and started tomorrow. So they have no idea possibly what's even going on unless they're maybe watching the news or tuning into any of the social media outlets otherwise.
I have a question here.
I'm
sure a lot of the students rely on the school for meals, right? They might not get breakfast, lunch at home. Is the school still providing meals to the students?
The schools are still providing meals to students, but it's only at certain places. It's not at every school. So, again, if you don't know that information and don't have access to the website or those sites that are going to be available for students of all ages, pre-K all the way up to seniors in high school, then there's no way for these families to know where to get meals for their families and transportation as well, how they're going to get their kids to those sites. If there's not a site close to where they live or where they're bused, that will not be optional.
Well, thank you so much for the update. And I know you're busy and you've been doing a lot for our students and our union. And I just want to say thank you. And it's been my privilege to meet you and see all the hard work you do, because I know AIM is a free and reduced lunch school to the max. And
yes, there's a lot of issues there.
And our kids and our native kids that are there need a lot of support.
Of course they do.
Well, thank you so much for being on Pilots Progressive Party, and we'll have you on again, maybe talk about Minnesota Brass when things settle down here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks for having me on tonight.
All right. Have a good day, and thank you again for standing up for our students.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yahoo. So when, I mean, a lot of questions, right?
Yeah, a lot of questions, and hopefully, you know, they'll come to, you know, negotiable terms that everybody agrees on very quickly, because people aren't, you know, people, teachers are not getting paid. The students may not be eating their meals and they're hungry, and there's a lot of disparity and problems right now.
Well, so what's happened too is support staff like secretaries mm-hmm. and the people that are in other unions are now being laid off.
Wow.
So it's a trickle down effect in that sense. And it's also a tactic that the union busting is going on to pit us against each mm-hmm. other.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. You know, the other thing I'm thinking of is, once you do go back to school, will the kids be allowed to go back to school because of the coronavirus? So that we have that going on, too.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing and hearing?
Yeah. So whoever does not know this, I'm a pharmacist, and I work actually in an infectious disease clinic. I don't work in a pharmacy, so I have a unique role. But in a major health organization. So we talk about the coronavirus and what we're doing all day long. I just got an email today my supervisor asking me if I have remote access so that I could possibly work from home and talk with patients about their medications, because we don't know what's going to happen. So that was kind of, I was like, wow, I can't believe it. But, you know, we're washing our hands. We're really being careful. The University of Minnesota just found out that they are suspending their classes. So kids will be, you know, remotely online doing their online classes. You know, one thing I wanted to clear up about this virus is that some people are saying it's airborne. And there's a difference between a virus being airborne and a virus being spread by droplets. So droplets is when you cough, you sneeze, and the spray from your mouth from the cough and the sneeze goes in the air. And it's kind of funny that, you know, when you sneeze and you cough, you don't even realize how the spray enters the air. It can go up, you know, linger in the air. And
we watched Outbreak, and I saw it on
I know. And it goes like 6 feet into the, if you're not covering yourself. But airborne means that, like if you have the measles and you walk through a room, and you don't cough or sneeze, you just have the measles and you walk through a room and you are infecting people that way, that is airborne. The coronavirus is not airborne. It's droplets. That's how it's spread, droplets. So coughing, sneezing, and, you know, the person is in the hallway, coughs and sneezes, walks into the room, you walk by really fast after that, and you breathe in those droplets, or the droplets go on a surface and then you touch the surface to your eyes and your mouth, and that's how you get it. But a lot of people were saying it was airborne, so I just wanted to kind of
I wonder if
clear that up.
I think the Twins opener is going to be affected, because I know the Seattle team is going to be at the very least playing somewhere else, because they're not going to play the opening baseball season in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I saw something about the tournament, the NCAA basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be people I think they're still going to try and play the games, but there's not going to be anybody in the audience.
And, you know, a lot of people might think that that is overkill. But the World Health Organization, the CDC, and all the large organizations working on this and, you know, trying to figure out this virus, they really want to mitigate this virus. And what that means is they want to make it less severe, serious, or painful. But we could talk about it in a minute.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit in the last section of the call?
And maybe, absolutely.
And if you can, you can answer some questions if people have any questions at 952-946-6205. You know, we're going to come back and talk this through a little bit. You're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and I'm here with Wendy Pilot. And we've had a great show up to this point, and I hope we don't blow it. We'll be right back after this short break.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio. On February 29th, we talk with the author of Big Farms Make Big Flu. Rob Wallace believes that regenerative farming can help prevent the spread of viruses. On March 7th, we talk with the new executive director of Minnesota 350, Sam Grant, about permaculture, climate justice, and more. On March 7th, we're going to be talking with the founder of Be Safe Minneapolis and owner of Minnehaha Landscaping about how to transition to regenerative yards and gardens. So tune in live on Saturdays at 8 a.m. or if you miss any shows, listen to the podcast, am950radio.com.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hey, this is Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and all-around swell fellow, says me, from bradblog.com. Join me and Desi Doyen weeknights on AM 950 at 7 p.m. for the Bradcast. 1 hour of interviews, analysis, news, and snark that you need but won't get from the corporate media. Join me for the Bradcast, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM 950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM 950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM 950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm here with Wendy Pilot, and we're talking about a lot of things, but we want to get back in a second here about the virus, and I just wanted to touch base and get your thought about this. Harvey Weinstein is sentenced for 23 years.
Thank you. Yes, I'm thrilled when I saw that today.
Well, even if he gets out with good behavior, he's in for at least 8 years, right?
Wow. I didn't know that. But yes, I'm sorry, but that's disgusting what he did. And it's
over and over again.
White, rich, powerful men should not be able to get away with that.
And you know, we're lucky we got out of the stock market because it's tumbled again, Wendy, and we're happy.
Well, you know, that was a while ago that we decided to just do that because, you know, we're getting old and we don't have much time to take many risks. So I'm glad that we did that.
Hey, I want to segue back into the virus by mentioning what the NCAA is not going to play their tournament, which starts out with 64.
And the NCAA is what?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. That's how much I know.
And they usually start out with 64 teams, so there's going to be no fans, mm-hmm. nobody in the audience watching mm-hmm. the games. So what's your take on that?
A lot of people might think that staying away from large gatherings is overkill, but this is just a little bit of food for thought, that if people go to these large gatherings and you're around one person who does have this virus and is coughing and sneezing and you get it, a large quantity of people at one time can get the virus. So then what happens then? A lot of people have to use our healthcare systems, right? And they'll be overloaded. There's only so many ICU units. There's only so many ventilators, you know, God forbid, that have to be used. So staying away from these large gatherings will lessen the amount of people at one time that get infected by this virus, and that will,
So we're talking about it's not an airborne virus.
Right, it's not airborne. It's droplets. It's spread by droplets. So a lot of people might think that is airborne, but it's really not airborne. An article that I read said that in the next 6 to 12 months, with the current models of how this virus is spreading, that 20 to 60% of the American population will be infected with this virus. So it's really something. And the more that I read and the more that I talk about it and hear about it, and that seems like all I'm doing all day long, I just feel like it's the calm before the storm. So if you're out and about and you're doing whatever, going grocery shopping and coming home, I just suggest everybody, the first thing that you do is wash your hands as soon as you walk in the door.
Hot water, right?
Well, you know what? That's a funny thing that you said that, because there was a doctor that they interviewed that said that it doesn't matter the temperature of the water. And I was surprised to hear that, but that might be true. Believe me, I am far from an expert. So I'm far from an expert on this, but he said it doesn't matter. The warm water is just more comfortable. But I've read other things too, so I don't know.
So we got Mark from Fridley. You got a quick question, Mark, or a statement? I'm sorry, Mark. Are you there?
Yep, I am. How you doing, Robert?
No, we're hanging in there. This is going crazy. You got a quick statement or question?
Yeah. Well, what I want to talk about is that there's a lot of things going on right now. And one of the things is that the New England Journal of Medicine has speculated that the coronavirus could possibly be no worse than the flu. Now, I understand that we need to take all precautions, but the only form of contagion that travels faster than a virus is fear. And the other thing that's happening to the world and the world's economy right now is the coronavirus having caused this massive economic collapse. And, my concern is that while we're, and again, I have a military background in psychological operations. And, you know, when I look at, by comparison, in the United States, in excess of 30,000 people killed by the flu, many of them small children, and the mortality and fatality rates of COVID-19 coronavirus and the timing of the coronavirus. I mean, I understand it's something that we need to, respond to, but there are certainly other things that we need to take care of. The World Health Organization says pneumonia killed 808,000 children under the age of 5 in 2017. That's over 800,000 children under the age of 5 in 2017. And since Joe Biden is doing his best and has done his best to kill healthcare affordable health care, Medicare for all people. We have to consider that this is not the guy that we need to vote for. And I would love to come on your show anytime and talk about the threat of Joe Biden versus Bernie Sanders.
Well, and unfortunately, we're Bernie. Well, fortunately, we are Bernie supporters here on this show. And unfortunately, Biden is winning every state on Tuesday. So we're really sad about that.
Well, we got to thanks again. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, what we have to look at is why Biden is winning, why Biden was roadkill 3 weeks ago. And suddenly now everybody is a master. Biden is a JV Clinton Obama. And we saw what that happened. So. Right. Anytime you want me on the air, let me know.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, we will definitely let you know. It's interesting too. We only got a couple minutes
left.
Yeah,
and I do agree with him about, you know, being a fear monger and being, you know, this is. We need to take precaution though, because they are saying that when this virus is said and done, it's going to far exceed any deaths from the flu. So we want to look at that too. The other thing is the flu, we understand it. We know it's incubation period. We understand that it's around in the winter and then it kind of peters off in the summer. But we really don't know that about this particular virus. We don't know if it's going to peter out, when it's going to peter out. We don't know. So we don't know how much longer it's going to go on. And I think we need to be diligent and we need to be careful, because I could go to a concert and stand next to somebody, be a carrier of the virus, and come home to somebody who's sick or elderly in my home and give it to them. So we need to be careful.
Well, this has been a awesome show, and in being able to use your expertise and then the people I know that are striking in St. Paul Public Schools and what's going on here. I just have, we only have a minute left, but I just said, one of the things Mark touched about is I believe there was some hanky-panky going on when all of a sudden all these people got out of the race. Biden was dead and gone until South Carolina, and then all of a sudden he's winning everything. So,
it was strategic.
But I'll tell you this, Wendy. I'm sorry, I'm pointing at you.
They all endorsed Biden,
right? But he hasn't won. Biden has not won yet, and he doesn't have enough delegates unless the super delegates jump in on the second round, because it's still close in delegates. It's only, you know, he needs 1,900.
Bernie said he wouldn't go the super delegate route, though.
Well, he won't get any votes from the super delegates. That's why they're trying to get rid of him. But we got to end the show.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for all your support, everybody out there. And Wendy, thank you for co-hosting the show as always. And with all your information, you've been listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Free Leonard Peltier.